And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from the fabulously Fukushima-irradiated South Pacific island-chained paradise nation, with everything nice and green, especially the massive quantities of 1080 poison, which is probably one of the most toxic compounds on Earth, that we dump directly into the native bushland areas and water catchment. You've got to love the environmentalism of this country. It's 100% pure scumbaggery. Speaking of pure scumbaggery, we have a man joining us now who's been at the forefront of exposing scumbaggery and being basically chased around by them for no freaking good reason. His name's Santos Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com. Santos, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Minnie. Thank you very much, brother.
Now, I understand that this is a big issue and a lot of things been going down. So if you'd kind of elucidate for those in the audience who aren't aware, just tell them who you are, what it is you do, and then we'll get straight into what's been happening recently.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm a researcher and have been all my life. I've always studied and uncovered truths, facts, evidence, proof, because that's what I love doing. I love the truth. I want the truth. I need to know the truth, you know. And I speak the truth. It's the best way to go. When you start lying, you have to then create other lies to uncover the original lie. And we know how lies create a lot of hurt among humanity. We see how politicians lie, lawyers lie. In fact, that's what a lawyer is all about, isn't it? Liar. And we see businessmen lying, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and never come up with the goods. And so it's a very hurtful thing to do, and a lot of people are actually doing it and hurting other people. And the only thing you should never do in the universe is injure or harm another living being. And we should never go out of our way to do such a thing. So to uncover the truth is the most beautiful thing. I've always been a very zealous truth seeker. In my younger days, I was a very active Jehovah's Witness, knocking on people's door. If I counted up all the years I did that, I'd probably come to about 30 years of my life. And simply because that's what I thought was the truth, believed was the truth, and shared that with folks. But just recently, in the last decade of my life, I've really applied myself to uncovering truths about this world, and I've uncovered many, many lies that are happening. And because of this, in my presentations on YouTube, I've come to the attention of good people and people who would love to keep perpetrating the lies because it does help their agenda and their money-making schemes. And so when you start uncovering things that you know that you should, because otherwise you would occasion those wrongs, he who knows a wrong and does not uncover it, occasions it. See, there's a saying to that effect. And so, but this does hurt the ones that are perpetrating the great lies. So today what I'd like to do, Vincent, is I'd like to clear up a lot of things with regard to what has happened recently in my life. A lot of folks listening would know quite a bit about me and the fact that I've had an incident.
You've kind of gone a bit silent there, Santos. Can you speak up a little?
Oh, okay. I'll try and get the mic going properly here. I've got a good headset, but probably the mic has fallen over. Is that better?
That's beautiful. And just before you continue, there was somebody on Facebook going, Santos is a pedophile, he's a criminal, he's a fraud. And I go, really? Have you got any evidence whatsoever to substantiate your claim? And they go, Santos is a liar, he's a pedophile, he's a fraud. And I go, block, and the scum is gone.
Yeah. Look, that's the sort of thing you need to do. I wish I was good at doing that, Vincent. Unfortunately, I have self-imposed. I'm not on Facebook and the big social media networks because I used to deal differently with those type of people, and it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. So, first of all, you know, I would love to say that one day I would like to go back on Facebook. A lot of people are asking me to do so, but I need to be 100% sure that I won't treat people, imbeciles like that, of a very low mentality, possibly of a retarded gnat. You know, I shouldn't be retaliating to that sort of thing, and I've been caught doing that, and it's hurt me, and partially I haven't been able to forgive myself for, you know, some of the cruel and nasty things that I've retaliated and said to these types, because I do love the truth that I'm sharing with people. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that it is 100% ridgy-bidge, take it to the bank. I just put the facts, the proofs, and the evidences out there for people to see, and they can make their own minds. Most people out there, there's a lot of good people out there who really appreciate what I'm doing, have benefited, and that's great. But as for me, I've tried to keep quiet for the last 10 months. I used to do a lot of radio shows and a lot of presentations, but I've tried to stay out so that I can concentrate on myself and correct this little fault in me, big fault in me, where I retaliate when people attack what is good and pure and what is loving and truthful, because all I want for this world is for it to be in a better place. We can be. We have so much potential. You know, when I was Jehovah's Witness, I used to talk about God's kingdom coming, and it will come, you know. And I used to teach people that Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within, and we have this great potential. We have the potential to have all our dreams satisfied. We've all got dreams. I'm sure no one of the listeners today is 100% happy. How can you be? How can you rest at night and sleep when you know that Gaza is happening, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Ukraine, Sudan, this condition of perpetual war that is going on,
I came up with a joke about Israel yesterday. What is an Israeli girl used for protection during sex? An Uzi.
Yeah. That's what I do love about your light-hearted sense of humour, Vinny. It's been great to have that. I wish I could be a little bit more light-hearted like that. So good on you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
Well, sometimes it's really difficult to actually see the light when you've got your head buried in the dark, trying to expose it, kind of thing. It's like sometimes. I don't know, it's like crawling into a cave, and after a while, the light from the cave opening is no longer visible.
Yep, sure. So if you can have a bit of a sense of humour about it, you can lighten your heart and you can get through this, you know. Sometimes, though, the depression and the fear that we are forced by duress to experience, hence all the high rate of suicide, in the world today, in the West and in the East, you know, just people,
especially among men.
Yeah, and these are the things that I'd like to see ended. And I know that in my presentations about syncretism, because that's the subject I do, I won't be using any other word to define and describe what I do. It's syncretism. Syncing is the art of merging all things, rather than division, which is the opposite of syncretism. Divide and conquer is the modus operandi of Rome, has been for a couple of thousand years, as Rome has been in power and still is, together with the Anglo-Saxon crown, Commonwealth Empire. This is what I will explain today. I want to explain how it is that awful things are happening and why it is that awful things are happening in the world today, and how we can remedy and rectify these things, and how we can be in a better place very, very quickly if we all awaken. I don't like talking about revolutions. It's a great word, but it has been stigmatized. I think we can call it an awakening. When one awakens from a ignorance or a terrible situation and finds that there is a better way of doing things, it's just beautiful. It's a transformation. So I believe that we are in an age of transformation. I look around at humanity today and I see that everyone is awakening on many, many levels. And no matter who and where you look for this awakening, even amongst the oligarchic controllers and the feudal types that have been behind the scene, behind government, and they are the machinations behind the government that have ruled for such a long time, I see also an awakening there. And what I would like to do today, Vinny, is basically appeal to one and all and to embrace this wonderful age that we live in. It has a very wonderful side, even though there is all the awful, nasty bits like wars and famine and poverty and pensioners who are struggling more and more by the day as utilities go up and up, and depression and suicide is taking many beautiful people off this planet. And it leaves a trail of hurt, and there's so much sickness, and people are on medications, and it's just not nice. And we can fix that. And so we need to come from a good place ourselves. And, you know, I offer forgiveness to anyone that I've ever unintentionally, or I wouldn't say intentional, because I've never, ever gone out of my way in my life to intentionally harm or injure a living being. And so I offer forgiveness, and I hope that one and all will forgive me for anything of hurt that I have ever done. And hopefully, I can start on my path of being forgiving and loving and never retort or react in a nasty way. We all have this...
I think you just need to get reacquainted with the block button. Like, I block like 10, 15 people a day. It sounds like there's a really stressed out chicken in my office. It's like, block, 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 block. You know, I mean, what's the point? And here's the thing. The real thing about Facebook and about comment sections, YouTube or whatever, is that if you're being insulted by somebody, for you to not actually feel any of that intention, any of that insult in any way, shape or form, you'd have to be a stone, right? So basically the reason why I block people is because I actually can't deal with abuse. I don't block people who are, a little bit slow or something and need something explained. I block people who are actually abusive.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Look, I get that. Fortunately, I don't get a lot of it. For some reason, I've been protected from that kind of abuse. I see others who are doing a similar work to me, that get a lot of abuse. And, but even when I get that little bit, I, haven't really, reacted properly. So, hopefully that can be, that's a thing of the past. And I do want to say that, for people who don't know anything about what I do, you can easily find out by clicking on the internet and putting in the name Santos Bonacci. That's the name that I use for my presentations, for my music. I have been a musician most of my life, and I've used that name simply because Santos... My true name that was given to me was Santo. I was named after my grandfather. I'm a southern Italian Calabrian, and that's the tradition for the firstborn to be named after their grandfathers. But since I played Spanish guitar, Santos, which is a Spanish version, as Many Spanish names have a singular and a plural version, like Marco, Marcos, Carlo, Carlos. I embrace that, and so all you'd have to do is go to the internet, put that name in, and you can put the word syncretism in after that, and there's many radio shows and presentations. And I would like to say that people like yourself, who I interact with because we are truthers, I would like to use that word, researchers, truthers, rather than you know, sovereigns or whatever other words have been used, because a lot of people have the wrong idea of this and think that we have some kind of wrong intentions, etc. Well, no, we are human beings, or should I say, we are part of humanity and of mankind. We have feelings, we have love in our hearts, and we just want to revert back to a lawful world. The law is there, universal law. Call it natural law, God's law. Some people call it God's law. But what we've found is that, you know, our governments have enacted many statutes and acts and bylaws and these type of legalities. You know, these are legal codes, right? And see, these get in the way of law. So I want to make that clear. What is lawful and what is legal are two different things. What is lawful is universal. You know, the universe has its laws, and we obey those laws. And for mankind, there was only one law for all of history, up until just modern times, really, and especially with the advent of the Roman Empire. Rome had a lot to do with which created a civil code, you know, which is totally a different thing to what you would call common law. And we, the people that I deal with, my group of people, I want to establish this and make this clear for people. We are lawful people. We want to live by the rule of law. You know, do not injure other people. Fulfill your contractual obligations. If you have a wedding signature on a contract and you've stipulated certain, you know, agreements, well, you should fulfill those because that's a contract. That's contract law. And that falls under this, universal law. But as for legalities and codes and things like that, those are nice for societies should they agree to, if you join a club, that club will have codes and, you know, and rules. And so if you sign up, you should, you know, abide by those rules. So let's take, for example, road rules, okay? Most people think that that's the law. And you see, a police officer will say, well, I'm representing the law. And and he will often refer to the law. Well, really what they're doing is they are enforcing policies, their own policies. And since they've sworn an oath and they are public officers and public servants, they are the ones that are obliged to keep those. I'll give you a small example. If you're travelling in your car, you can be considered to be a driver. The word driving comes from droving. When back in the day, the drovers would put their sheep on the road and move them from one station or one farm to another, and they would graze on the side of the road. Now, they needed a license to do that because they were making money from it. And they paid for that license, and hence they had to pay for the privilege and the service and the benefit of being able to use the roads because they were dealing in a commercial activity. But it has always been so by law that if you are traveling on the road, you are not engaging in commercial activities, hence you do not need a license. And you are not driving, you are traveling. So, and these are the things that modern-day policemen all around the world have not been trained to understand. So they really do think that they are, you know, causing people to follow the law, whereas they are not when they are imposing their codes on people. So if you were to, and the trick, the funny thing is now, the trick that they play now, is that they have commercialized all the licenses. So if you turn your license over, you'll find that it's a commercial license. So they presume that now that you are doing something commercial. Now, so let me address my situation. In the media, it is known that Santo Bonacci, and that's two names, by the way, and I'll explain how it is very unlawful in a moment how to use two names, what we call the first and the second name, to advertise or to, use that person's or that man or woman's name in the public domain. It is unlawful, okay, and it is also illegal. So a lot of the listeners know that Santo Bonacci or Sam Bonacci, that's what my family and friends, a lot of my relatives and cousins called me back in the day when immigrants from Italy came over. Salvatore and Santo were called Sam or Samuel. And so I've had two legal names all my life. I've had Santo and I've had Sam. Okay, so they've advertised in the local papers in Victoria that Santo Bonacci has two warrants out for him, and one is for supposedly unpaid tolls, and another one is for contempt of court. Now, I'd like to talk about these and clear a lot of things up because
I always find confusion. I always find that the whole practice of you're in contempt of court to be really ironic, considering the court is contemptuous towards the justice in general.
It is, Vinny. What I'm going to explain today is I'm going to explain to the listeners who care to know the truth how most of your courts out there, if it's not the Queen's Bench or King's Bench, or if it's not, a trial by jury, I was about to say jury trial, which is not what you want. You want a trial by jury. If it's not one of those, and if you're not judged by a tribunal, minimum of three judges and 12 of your peers, forget about it. Do not even turn up in court because it is a commercial court and they will drag you into a jurisdiction or a country of a different jurisdiction and you will pay. You will pay. Many of our beautiful brothers and sisters in this country are in jail because they did not know that they were handing over their right and they were being turned over into a jurisdiction that they did not know anything about. So I'm going to clear that up too because most of our courts are de facto. They are not courts de jure. We have a de jure government, friends. But we also have a de facto government, which is commercial and corporate. And our Prime Minister over here, Tony Abbott, is not a de jure Prime Minister. He is a de facto corporate Prime Minister. And I will explain how all this is. The de jure side, see, we have a constitution, we are a republic, and a commonwealth. So the de jure government is there. Many people do not know how to access it and don't know how to bring to use it and how we can reestablish it in this country. It's a not-for-profit government. Whereas you can go to Google and you can realize this immediately. The original seal for the de jure government is the lion and the unicorn. Most Australians will be familiar with this seal of the Commonwealth government, the lion and the unicorn. Now, over the last, 70 to 100 years or so, the corporate side of the government, which is for profit, has tried to camouflage their institutions and pretend to be the de jure government. Now, their logo, their seal, is the kangaroo and the emu. When you see that, and you'll see that in all our courts are using the de jure, the de facto seal. the kangaroo and the emu, that is not the de jure government friends. Okay? If you're in the United States, the republic, Americans often say we are a constitutional republic, and they are right. But then again, they say that they are democracy, and that's true, because in 1871, was shortly after Abraham Lincoln implemented this the new government for profit in D.C. It's not the non-profit de jure republic of the United States of America. It's called the United States government, and it's in D.C. Okay, so that's the American version of ours, where we have our de jure government is also a republic with a constitution, and the seal of our government is the lion and the unicorn. So, and it's still there. You know, if you go to a true court where 12 jurors are hearing the matter, they will have that seal. The judges, the tribunal, or the judge will have that seal behind him. He won't have any of these tricky other ones that are pretenders, that are corporate, and they are there simply for profit. Hence, all of their procedures, their summonses, their writs, they are all corporate, dear friends, and they are all ecclesiastical. They are all indulgences. The Inquisition is alive and well. Please see my presentation called The Vatican Owns Your Soul. And you will learn this. You will learn how it is that the de facto corporate criminal government is harvesting our energy. Hence, they are people traffickers, and they are putting many of us in jail. There should never be debt jails. Our countries were set up not to have them, and yet there are more jails now, and they're all debts. And these are all done with security transactions, bonds, securities, constructive trusts. This is how our so-called justice system is stealing our energy. And we can stop it. We can stop it with love and kindness. Just by knowing the facts, by knowing the law, and by knowing who we are. We weren't meant to be harvested. Our energy was not meant to be harvested. These so-called judges and politicians, these public servants, they were supposed to serve us. Man created government. No government created a man or a woman. They are there to serve us and to protect us, our property, and to protect themselves from their own harm. But see, what they are doing now is causing us harm and them harm. Because when people wake up, and they will, it will not be very nice to know that they have lost so much energy and time going through these administrative courts. And by the way, the court that I was processed in, the Dandenong Magistrates Court, is owned by a Chinese consortium of investors. It is not Australian owned. We do not own that court. They're all being privatized, friends. And the stockholders want only one thing, profit. So those lovely or otherwise Chinese businessmen that have bought the Dandenong Court that processed my so-called, debts, tolls, which I will explain in a moment, were not, in fact, debts, and we should never have to pay tolls because we are exempt and we live in a prepaid system.
Not to mention the fact that all of our taxes paid to build all of the roads and all of the bridges and everything that is now getting tolled and taxed and everything anyway.
Yeah. It's very sad that the ignorance of the beautiful people in this country has hurt them so much. I take it personally. I take it hard. It really
It hurts me. I was a street musician, street performer for 12 years from 2000 to 2012. And I performed in the centre of the city of Melbourne, beautiful city, and for 12 years. And I can't tell you how many homeless people and suffering people, depressed, mentally ill, pensioners. Every day I practically had these type of people begging me to be able to share some of the takings, and especially pensioners. And they would cry. Not because they didn't have money, because they were ashamed.
They were ashamed that they had to ask somebody who has their hat out on the curb playing some songs for a little bit of change from people's pockets. They had to ask that person for money.
Yeah, when you get old, you don't want to be seen to be begging. You don't want to be seen to be struggling. You wish that family would support you, and you wish that your pension would cope to pay the bills, etc. And all of these are a scam. I will explain this. If you have a look at my presentation, a video called Santos Toll Dodger. It's 20 minutes. And you'll get the correct version, not the Channel 7 one where they basically just rubbished me and belittled me, because of course Channel 7, 9 and 10 are all owned by private consortiums, you know, Murdoch, Rothschild, Windsor, and all of these families that have big, big, big investments in this country, and they cannot afford the truth to escape. They cannot afford pensioners to know that their utilities are not built. They'll never receive, because all of your power, all of
the... We're having some real problems with your connection there, Santos. Can we, Sean, would you be able to disconnect Santos and then reconnect him? It should be able to work fine once he comes in again. And I was thinking about this the other day, is that when you're paying unjust taxes to criminal scum, it's really strange. It's like the mafia treats you better. Like, if you pay protection money to the mafia, you actually get protection. But if you pay tax on your petrol to the government to maintain and build the roads for you, they just charge tolls on the roads instead after they're done, and give out 50-year contracts or something of that nature to a foreign corporation who says, oh, we need to recover our money from these slaves somehow. Let's toll their roads every day. And Santos is back.
Yeah, it's true. Look, the only people who make any money from EastLink, which is the big tollway system in Melbourne, is one family called the Salteri family. I've exposed this. I've done it gently and kindly. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt this family. I don't want to hurt the de facto Australian. I don't want to hurt any members of the bar, judges, politicians. I want to urge them to come out of the shadows and to be honourable, and to stop this people trafficking that is going on. That's all I want to do. I have enough love, I hope, for humanity and for myself to want better for all of us. You know, paradise is just a stone's throw away. The kingdom of God is within. It's nowhere out there. We all have a spark inside of us, and we can have a much, much better world. And we can do that. We can bring that better world on quite quickly. All we have to do is default to a de jure system. We have to stop committing this grave crime that we are committing, by operating a de facto system with a debt currency notes money. You know, it's not real money. So I'm going to go into that. I'm probably jumping a little bit here, but I will try and go slowly, explain clearly all these things that I'm trying to get out, because I really do want folks to be able to see with their eyes wide open how we can quite easily rectify all the wrongs that are surrounding us. And we can do that at the top levels. Hopefully the controllers are also having a change of heart, but certainly down here on the ground, talking to people of all walks of life and all kinds of people. We do see all the wrongs and all the harm that is happening, and we all want something better. We know it's there. It is there. It has to be there, because humanity is just we are one people on this planet. Many varieties or races, as people would call them, many varieties, but it's one people. We all have red blood. We all have souls and spirits. We all have love in our hearts, intelligence to a degree, different degrees of intelligence. We all, we're all looking for love. We all want to be important, you know, important to other people and helpful to other people. And these are just basic things. And for some reason, our energy is being diverted, and we are being distracted from the true path, from the true work, the good work that we incarnated here to do. We've been distracted by jobs, which take us away from our families and, you know, our core communities where we can, you know, love each other more and look after each other a lot more. And this is all through the de facto fictional corporate for-profit government that has taken over our true governments.
It seems like an episode of The Body Snatchers, basically, like something came in, copied the government, and then pasted it out and then killed the original one, and just, hey, you can't even tell the difference until they come at you going, wah!
Yes, it's a good camouflage. You know, when we look at our politicians, we really think that they are there to look after us. They are not. They can't afford to. They're looking out for the entities that are hiding behind the curtains, that are pulling their strings, that are putting money into their back pockets. And believe you me, every one of these deals that these politicians make, why was Tony Abbott winking to the Japanese Prime Minister a couple of months ago on TV when he turned around to his left and he winked as he was talking about the partnership that we're gonna make with the Japanese? Because he knew that behind the scenes, every deal that they strike generates millions for them in their Swiss bank accounts. Now, we'll go into this. It's time for these guys to come out and be honourable.
Just thinking, how is this possible? Because you mentioned earlier how we've all got love in our hearts and we want to care and be important and so on and so forth. However, sociopaths and psychopaths, I don't think they actually fit that mold, including the mold of they've got a soul. Like, I'm not 100% sure whether or not they can feel love or have a soul. I just got a feeling that they just don't.
Yep. Well, true. You know, I'm not suggesting here that every single one is going to, you know, join us in our beautiful awakening. Because perhaps they have gone beyond the point of no return with their crimes. You know, there's different degrees of evil as there are different degrees of love, as there are different degrees of light and darkness.
And
they
Freemasonry.
Are all true. You know, Freemasonry once, as I've shown in my presentations, was a great school of wisdom where they, you know, a Mason is a carpenter. He works in stone. He builds cathedrals and temples for the glory of God, for the glory of man. You know, and there's so much, you know, when I was in England last year, I went to York Minster. I went to the Vatican. I went to these places where great Masons have built wonderful structures. Now, some of those are wonderful energizing centers, and others are there to sap your energy so that the entities or the individuals using those buildings are benefiting. So once upon a time, there was some de jure, you know, goodness and nobility about being, you know, a Mason. These days, they've been infiltrated by the money powers. Now, to sum things up simply, most of our problems come from funny money, fiat currency, legal tender, debt notes. I'll go into that. It's basically usury. Usury, interest, debt, inflation, all these are very, very harmful words that economists like to, you know, like to talk about and intellectualize. These are harmful. In the de jure government, there's none of that. For instance, in a de jure government, you have a treasury, and that treasury prints non-debt notes. For instance, in 1915, the Australian Commonwealth Government printed these notes, and we built the East-West Railway line, no taxes, no debt, and it was a great achievement. But you see, banksters don't like that, so they creep in with their reserve banks, which have no reserves, by the way, and they lend money to the executive side, you know, to the politicians. Now, once upon a time, the good treasurers, they would only give notes that didn't incur debt, proper notes, you know, and they only did that in measure with how much gold and how much real treasure that they had. These days, with fractional reserve banking, and I please urge everyone to look up, there's so much information on the internet. Look up fractional reserve banking, and you'll see the crime that the banks, the lenders, the merchant bankers, and these entities, they've insinuated themselves into these de jure governments, and they've convinced the political executive branch that they need to borrow money with interest on it. So you've got a pocket full of cash and you think that's all yours. Well, that's wrong. That's incorrect, because it's not. There is debt, and we are debt slaves. We have been enslaved by debt, mortgages, you know, rates and taxes, utilities that keep going up and up and up, you know, and it's getting worse and worse, to the point that, you know, the conversation on people's lips these days is basically how they're struggling. And so this is all due to funny money. Funny money is most of our problems, friends. And this is why, going back to this supposed warrant they advertised in the newspapers, I think all the newspapers in Victoria had Santo Bonacci wanted for unpaid fines. This is a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. That amount, $136,000, which is basically all, not all fines. This is all, you know, they put charges on top of these things, man. They mount them up, you know. We know what they're doing. This was all paid in full with a bill of exchange. Now, in this country, our de jure government allows us to make our own set-offs, our own currency. It's called lawful currency. You see, when you pay with Reserve Bank notes, you're paying with legal tender, not lawful currency. Okay? So a bill of exchange in the 1909 Bill of Exchange Act, if you correctly make a bill of exchange, and you put some consideration on that, i.e., some stamps, you can pay or set off and settle your accounts. And these public servants are there to enable that. They're supposed to administer these, be the administrators of this process. They're not supposed to require us to use debt notes, legal tender. That's illegal anyway, and unlawful.
Reminds me of my friend Tristan. He was pulled over by a cop one time, and the cop kept trying to give him a ticket, and correspond the license that he was holding with him. And the way he got out of it was going, no, that license isn't me. I'm just an administrator of that account. The cop let him go.
Yeah, for sure. You see, some people have studied the law and they understand what's going on. And so with the bill of exchange, now, that was settled in June, okay? That was paid, and it was not rebutted or returned within the lawful required 72 hours. It was accepted.
I want the world to know this. That bill of exchange, it was accepted. Okay? And so, not only are the newspapers and Victoria Police and the toll people and the judiciary and all of these people involved in defaming my name are dishonourable. There is no honour amongst this corporate de facto government, people. We must deal with this de facto government. There is no honour. So this is a lie. And the reason being is because they can't, because I made so much publicity in Australia and around the world with regard to my case, they don't want people thinking they can run off and follow the de jure lawful government of Australia and set off all of their bills and all of their taxes and all of their rates with their own money. For why should the Rothschild family or whoever it is that owns the Reserve Bank notes, the Reserve Bank, it's a private bank. Please do not think that it is Australian-owned Commonwealth institution. It is privately owned. And whoever owns it, why should we accept that they have the monopoly of money? When our de jure government already allows us to set off all of our debts in this beautiful prepaid system that we have. Let me explain, Vinny, how it is that we have a prepaid system. We are all exempt from taxes, income tax, tolls. We're all exempt. The Magna Carta calls tolls evil exactions. And we, the travellers, the free, are exempt from these. Let me explain how this happens. Before 1871, which I mentioned earlier, when America, the United States of America, the Republic, became a democracy, and it became a, well, it didn't. It was just the de facto commercial for-profit government, D.C., insinuated itself in the lives of Americans and pretended to be a de jure government. And all Americans signed up. They became citizens. An identity as a citizen, a 14th Amendment citizen, which gave them privileges, benefits and services, but basically took away their rights as Republican nationals. You see, what you want to be is a national. We want to be nationals of Australia. We don't want to be citizens of Australia, the country of Australia. A country is a piece of paper. A nation is land. That's the de jure side. And we need to learn this. We need to learn that we are nationals of a nation. N-A-T is natural. Nation, nature. And we need to belong to that. We are an estate unto ourselves. We are land unto ourselves. We are not citizens. A citizen is a person. In the Bible, James 2:9, it says, God is not a respecter of persons, and if you respect persons, you are sinning. Let me explain what a person is. Later on in 1933, the banksters bankrupted all the nations, all the sovereign nations of the planet, and turned them into corporate countries. And took the gold standard off. So no longer were the treasuries and the Commonwealth banks of these nations, no longer were they borrowing according to how much gold they had. So gold was taken out of circulation. FDR required that all the American nationals handed over their gold and did not return it. And so when you take away the gold, you must have something to collateralize obligations and contracts, etc. So what they did was they made the people the collateral, the chattel. And so we now are the surety. The people became the surety or the the creditors for this system. Now, this might sound rather nasty to some people. Oh, this is disgusting. You know, how dare they? That's enslavement. That's involuntary slavery. Well, it could be, and it is, because that's how it's panned out. I mean, no one was there to instruct the people that if they knew how to set off all of their bills and taxes, they would never need to go in debt. We were required, we would be able to, you know, have a house and a car. Everyone would be housed. There wouldn't be homeless people. And that was all due to the fact that now we were required to have a birth certificate. So since 1933, gold was removed. All nations were bankrupted. The people became the chattel, the collateral for this condition, this, you know, military bankruptcy that came upon planet Earth. It's a very sad day in a way, really. It was a very sad day, what happened. And the birth certificate now had a new name on it. And that name, when you go to your birth certificate, you'll find that you will have, there's different versions. It depends who owns that birth certificate. Okay? Now, there are different organizations that own them. The Vatican owns some of our birth certificates. The UPU, the United Postal Union of Switzerland, owns many of our birth certificates. The oil people in Arabia, Arabian, I don't know whether I'm using the right word, but the oil cartels there, they actually buy some of these birth certificates. This is why when your child is born in hospital, the nursing staff is very, very eager for you to register the birth of your child and get them a birth certificate, because they believe that you're going to get benefits. Well, you are, but you will lose your rights. Now, why is this? Well, the name on that birth certificate is twofold. You have a first name and a second name. Now, that is rather harmless, calling it first and second. But when they call it a given name and a surname, this is where the dangerous part comes in, friends, and you must pay attention. The surname is short for surety name. Now, look up the word surety in a law dictionary, Black's Law, Bouvier's, Bellinger's, whatever. Get a good law dictionary and have a look at what surety means. Now, when you join these two names together, you have created joinder to the jurisdiction of the entity that owns that name. Whether it be the Vatican or whether it be the Bar, the Crown, or the UPU, there's various organisations there, and they presume jurisdiction now. This is why it is very, very safe to go by your given name, because that's, well, you know, that's given. The surety name or the surname.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Santos, we're almost to the end of the segment here. We've got about a minute or two to wrap up, and then we have another whole hour.
Yeah, for sure. I'll wind it down in the next couple of minutes then, eh?
Well, you can't wind it down the next couple of minutes. You've got like a minute.
A minute. Done. Having two names assume that you have two masters. You cannot serve two masters, for you will love the one and you will hate the other. So anyone who is quite happy to go into a court with a summons that has two names on it, and in particular the surety name, you are going to be dragged into a jurisdiction, and it's not the jurisdiction that you think you will have all your rights. So let's leave it at that, and I'll elaborate on that after the break, because this is where many have harmed themselves and where many judges have harmed others in this corrupt and very, very awful system that they are operating.
And also, like, if you're coming straight up to the beast and you're stabbing it right in the bowels, it comes down on you like a ton of bricks, doesn't it, Santos? You've seen it. So many other people are doing similar things, have done it. And I think myself and Thomas Sheridan, we wanted to analyze this. And it was on a question that I did, can you name me one person who's done the sovereignty, free man or straw man thing that didn't get arrested, harassed or tortured by the authorities, still has all their private property, house, car and boats, didn't lose their children or partner, and currently has a good life, good work, happy family, and with no PTSD or mental social problems? See, some people actually sacrifice their comfort so that others can have a better world. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another
extra big-ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
a
purchase.
No, no.
I'm sorry you're having
trouble. Come
on.
My kids are starving.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Imagine, just imagine.
Imagine a world
where every child and adult will have the opportunity to achieve their dreams.
I believe my inspiration is the answer.
My inspiration is the greatest light.
The greatest energy.
It was born when the universe was sparked into life.
It's within everything.
My inspiration transforms pain into happiness.
And failure into success.
My inspiration inspires lives.
It inspires lives.
It inspires human lives.
My inspiration is always shining like the sun.
But it doesn't mean that it's alive.
For centuries, my inspiration was in prison.
In prison.
In prison.
It doesn't belong there.
Its home is to be known to all people.
My inspiration is in trouble.
We are fighting for its life right now.
Right this moment.
This moment.
Millions all over the world want to go beyond their limitations.
Liberate their dreams and reach success.
The failure of us all to be someone
is the biggest disease
of all time.
Each day our brothers and sisters die.
Please help us to birth this inspiration to life.
And that will stop this disease.
Help us get the word out of our inspiration.
Help us.
Help us.
It's our shared belief for a better future beyond the horizon.
Let's write the future.
Heroism is here.
Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up. Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up for the dreams of all people.
This is Matt Hopp from Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now it's your time to stand up and make a difference or fade away.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Are there other humans in our Milky Way galaxy? What is our real history? What happens after we die? Or what created our universe? What is the purpose of our lives? What evolutionary steps do human societies go through? Who built the ancient monolithic sites found all over the Earth? How do the extraterrestrials travel from star to star system with almost no time passing? Ohio Exopolitics is on at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Join Mark Snyder as he interviews a myriad of excellent guests each Saturday night on Revolution Radio.
At freedomslips.com.
Hi, this is the voice known as Tammy Pepperman. Have you ever thought about how this seems like a farm? The food comes with daily recommended allowance, just like any other farm animal. If you get out of line, you get prodded, slapped, or killed if you're too much liability. And if you are not earning your keep, you can find yourself in prison for non-payment of taxes or child support. If you're tired of being farm product, join us every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Studio B, and Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Studio B, right here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B from 10 p.m. till midnight, Wednesday nights in the US. And for the New Zealand listeners, that'll be Thursday from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. obviously and respectively. Now, not only is this a listener-supported broadcast that you can support by donating $5 a month at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, but this is actually a listener-supported network as well. So if you go to the homepage, freedomslips.com, you can donate and to support the network and all the various eclectic voices. I think there's something like 70 hosts on this network, so it's a good platform for many people to get out their varying spins on the truth. Speaking of a spin on the truth, talk about a good man. Talk about somebody who's been through it. Talk about somebody who's given up everything in order to benefit other people's lives. Santos Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com. Welcome back, Santos. Santos, are you there?
Oh, I must have had mute. Yes, thanks, Vinny.
Now, what did you make of my analysis over there about? I'll read this out again, just for recap's sake. Can you name me one person who's done the free man, sovereignty, or straw man thing that didn't get arrested, harassed, or tortured by the authorities? Two, still has their private property, house, car, and boat. Three, didn't lose their children or partner. Four, currently has a good life, good work, happy family. And five, has no PTSD or mental or social problems. Because I think this is how the establishment actually reacts to protect itself from taking all of those things from us. Especially when we're kind of hitting it on the mark, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. And they make these people appear to be kooks, you know. And they put them in jail because they do not want people to know that these people have discovered the de jure lawful side of things and that it would be paradise tomorrow if we all followed the law, you know. And the legalities, well, you know, let that belong to the clubs who write them, you know, parliamentary clubs, lawyers who do nothing other than make more and more rules for society to burden them down so that they can steal their energy from them. They are not only doing a disservice to humanity and hurting and harming and injuring them, they are doing the same to themselves. For when it will be discovered, when this is will be discovered and be dealt with, it will be a very sad day for them if they do not come out of the light now, because we will be more forgiving than they have been to us if they come to the light. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of good bar members, you know, good politicians and policemen, etc., who really want to make a difference. I believe that. You know, I don't care if some people laugh at me, but I believe there is, and I believe we can appeal to them and we can work together with them. You know, they can come out and say, yes, yeah, let's do it. Let's go back to the non-profit side, where we can be, where we can cooperate rather than, you know, be competitive. The for-profit de facto governments are all about competition, and it's destroying us. It's not doing us any good. So, yes, these lawful people, and you used a few expressions which also have been stigmatized, you know, free man on the land and the straw man and all of this stuff. You know, this has been stigmatized and ridiculed too, but these people have been ridiculed, the likes of Dean Clifford, Rod Class is now in jail. Fine man. They put him in jail through their legalities. He is a lawful man. And so you see, all the good ones have been thrown in mental asylums, jails. They've been ridiculed, ostracized, defamed, tortured. And this has been going on, you know, since the days of Hypatia, Giordano Bruno, Pico.
Can I mention? It's not just these people who are going into the legal fiction world that are dealing with these kind of suppression mechanisms. People who expose the corruption in the family court and child trafficking as well. I just flew down to Queenstown the other week, and all these exact same things were being perpetrated on a lovely man down there, Chris Wardell. And if anybody wants to go check out that video, some of my finest work, go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mr News Guerrilla Media. Sorry, Santos, continue.
Yeah, you know, they like to chop these people down. They do it quickly. John Lennon was saying, let's give peace a try. He was whacked. Martin Luther King says, I have a dream, white and black and all races can live together. He was whacked. JFK, 10 days before he was whacked, he said, I will enlist you. I require everyone to help me in this great conspiracy that is happening. in this country. He discovered, you know, through his efforts that the de jure government was hijacked by the de facto, and he was trying to bring the green back in, and he was trying to reestablish law. And you see, and many of these types have been whacked. Michael Jackson was whacked. You can see videos of him speaking against this cartel shortly before he died. You know, they turned him into a loony and a pedophile. This is what they do. They defame these people. Whitney Houston was whacked. Heath Ledger was whacked. Peaches Geldof, just weeks before she was whacked, she was exposing the pedophiles. The same with Robin Williams. A week before he was whacked, you can see information on the internet. He exposed the pedophilia in the churches. And he also exposed the military-industrial complex. Now, you don't want to talk badly about the military-industrial complex. You know, this is why these criminals, these banksters, are causing wars all around the world, because they make war machines in their with their contracts with all of this industry that makes, you know, a machinery for wars. So no use keeping these machines on the shelves. You need to generate wars so that you can actually use them. And that's what Blackwater and Halliburton and all of these corporations are doing. And so these people who speak out against, you know, this system, this corrupt system, end up being chased, ridiculed, or whacked. Now, this is why I'm speaking to you right now, Vinny, because I'm telling folks the true version of what's going on to me. Sometimes I fear for my life. I don't know how nasty the entities are that want me to shut up. You know, but I will not shut up. I cannot occasion.
To me, it's been happening quite a lot, Santos, is that when certain truthers in a really bad place or something like that, and they need somebody to actually give a, you know, care more or less, and just let them speak so that they can tell their stories, I always seem to wind up in that situation of being the person in the position to help. And I had a saying for a while: he who has the ability has the responsibility. You know, but that said, this is why I'm not going to be doing, what you've, you know, had the courage to do, actually go into the belly of the beast and fight these people on their own turf. I feel like I'm playing a role. I need to be here to support people when the apparatus comes after them, sort of thing, in a stable fashion.
Yeah, true. I'm very, very fortunate and blessed in that I have a lot of support, and people are stepping up from all around the world to support me. Sure, I've had some that have fallen away, I've noticed, you know, friends that I thought, well, would have been a little bit more loyal and a little bit more, but now is not the time to shrink back. Now is not the time to scatter. You know, we see our friends like Dean Clifford in jail and Rod Class. It's not time to sit back and go, I think I better go and hide away. And you know, it's not working for them. It won't work for me. It will work, and it must work, and we are responsible to do this. As we live and breathe, we are required by universal law and love to be on the right side. We who have souls. We who have love, the spark of love left in us. It's really hard to show love in this world now because, you know, we've become cynical and hardened, you know, because of all the trials that we go through. But look, on the other hand, these entities that are making it hard for us to have paradise probably realize that we are not mature enough or responsible or ready enough. So we need to stand up, step up to the plate and show that we are ready for the de jure government, which is basically nothing other than self-government. You know, we are self-determined. That's how we are created as children of God, children of light. We have the light, we have the ability, but we have to make that light, we have to grow that light, and we have to work with each other, Vinny. I see, sadly, you know, many of these lawful truthers that are ridiculing others. I see some ridicule about me and all the mistakes I've made. I've been watching a little bit of that on the internet, and it makes me sad to see other other ones that, you know, have something to say and, oh, we did this wrong and that wrong. Yeah, I've done a lot of things wrong. I would never recommend to people to do some of the things I've done. For instance, you know, when I was nabbed by the sheriffs, that was my wife who was filming that. I was in jail when that film, when that clip went on the internet. And, you know, I heard someone ridiculing me because I handed over my birth certificate. Yeah, that was wrong. Do not hand over your birth certificate, because the reason I did that, I mean, I had a brain, you know, slip at the time. And my thinking, my reasoning under pressure was that the birth certificate cannot be used as personal identification. And I thought, you know, well, I'm just going to bring that around. Back then, you know, I was in the thinking that that would be the only form of ID that I would ever use, because they can't use it as personal identification, and it is not lawful to. And so, yeah, I'm not offering that. I didn't put that clip up. I'm not offering that as an example of how to treat, you know, the authorities. I was belligerent. We should never be belligerent with the laws that are governing society, the martial and bankruptcy laws. If you are belligerent, you are not, at war with your country, and they will bring you in. You know, we need to conditionally accept. We need to accept all things upon proof of claim. And this brings me to the other warrant, which is for contempt of court. I do not recall being in a common law court where I spoke and I was in contempt. I have never been in a court. I have never been in such a thing. I have not seen evidence, proof, or facts that there is a man or a woman on this planet, anywhere on this planet, that has a lawful claim or a verifiable claim against me, the man. I have not seen evidence, proof, or facts that I have injured another man. I have not seen proof that there is a first-hand witness to the facts that I have done this or that. And so, since I received a summons with it, which is nothing but an invitation to go to court, please remember this, people, please. A summons, you summons the dead. When they send a summons, it's an invitation to go to their court, where a magistrate who practices magic, black magic, hence he is dressed in black, will summons you with his magic, the magistrate. And if you receive a summons, dear friends, why would you go to a place of death? I have not seen a subpoena for a live man to go to court, a court with 12 peers. And so this is the reason why I have done my actions. This is the truth as to why I have not done as many other fools have done and have gone and accepted the invitation via a summons. What is a summons? A summons is written, it's a writ written by a scribe and a notary. A scribe is someone who writes, and venae is an indulgence, dear friends. Yeah. Scribe and a notary. So those criminals from the Inquisition days are still writing indulgences, dear friends, and they're called summonses. And they wish to summons the dead. And who is the dead? That's the name on your birth certificate. In my case, Santo Bonacci. That is a dead, factitious person. And the Queen does not respect persons, God does not respect persons, and I do not respect persons. I will not commit the crime and the fraud of personage. All of our magistrates in all of our courts, administrative courts, are committing a crime called personage and barratry. Barratry is what the bar commits every day, whether they know it or not. So I'm appealing to the good ones that if they learn this and know this, that they come out of this, because they are also hiding behind their person. You see, when you get a summons and it's got Mr. Santo Bonacci on it, or an affidavit, and I wonder if there are any bar members who are trying to come to me, a living soul man, with an affidavit. And the affidavit is to Mr. Santo Bonacci. Well, excuse me, I do not consent. And we are ruled by consent. They tell you that all the time. They can only rule us by our consent. And I do not consent to be a mister. Do not accept titles, dear friends. Just be your given name or the name that you wish to place upon yourself when and so you desire. I do not give permission to anyone to use Mr. Santo Bonacci and apply it to me, the living soul man. And hide. Fancy this. When you get a summons and it's by the Queen in all caps names, which Queen is that? Is that Queen Elizabeth? Well, I hope she turns up in court.
Well, it's Queen the Queen and Right of New Zealand or the Queen and Right of Australia. They're all registered at the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. And I'm just wondering as well, when they call you Mr., in naval terminology, when you're a sailor and you first get inducted into the Navy, that's the lowest rank of naval personnel. It's always Mr. This, Mr. That, Mr. Whitaker, Mr. Bonacci. You know, I'm not a sailor, bro. I'm not in maritime law over here.
Mr. is a slave. Rome created this system since the days of Nero. When Rome burned down, so did all the registry records. All the records were burned down, and so Nero established the new system. You register in your municipal offices, and you register with a name that is owned by Rome, and unless you declare that you are living, you will be presumed dead, lost at sea, incompetent, insane, or a child. That is the status we have, friends. That is the citizenship you have in your birth certificate and in your passports. Please understand this, because you have been enslaved. And this slavery must end. It's involuntary slavery. They did outlaw in the early 1800s slavery, but they allowed voluntary slavery, which is what we do when we register. We hand over to the regis all of our rights. And so Justinian in the 5th century, he also added to this system. Constantine, with the donation of Constantine, which is the Church of St. Peter's papal bull, which requires us to pay Peter's pence. Pope Boniface in the 1300s with his Unum Sanctum papal bull. I've exposed this in all my presentations. These are all the trusts that the Vatican set up. And they own the style of the name that is on those writs that they send to you in the mail. So look closely at your name when you receive a bill or when you receive a summons or anything like that. If the style is not pleasing to you, if it's not Santo of the family Bonacci or Santo, colon Bonacci, and if it's an all caps name, okay? In other words, if the name is in all capital letters, beware. Capital means caput. It means head off, kaput. So if your name, if they're addressing you in that name, rest assured they are wanting to steal from your estate, dear friends, through their Sestui KV trust that the Vatican created and the Swiss with the UPU and the rest of these gangs and mobs who are harvesting your energy. Do not consent. Do not allow them to continue to do this. It is your obligation. Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, dissent is duty. Gandhi also said something similar to that. It is our obligation.
I thought that was a Martin Luther King quote. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Wait, is that Obama voice? I think they're kind of similar.
You might be right, actually. I've seen it as a Thomas Jefferson quote, but nonetheless, it was it was said, and it is our duty. We cannot occasion the errors when we see them. If you do, you become a party to this fraud. And you must have clean hands, dear friends. And the only way to have clear hands is to be lawful. And let the liars and the cheaters and the stealers deal in their legalities and codes and statutes and enactments and all of these regulations and whatever they want to call them. I follow the law. In the book of Acts in the Bible, it says we must obey God's, we must obey God as ruler rather than men. If you go before men and judges who are Mr. or Magistrate such and such, you are committing a grave, grave sin. For no one is your judge but God. No man will judge me. And if I am to be judged one day for a crime and there is a verified claim against me and someone, a first-hand live man, comes forward in a de jure court, well then so be it. And I will have my peers judging me. There will be a jury of 12. I will not allow one man to pass sentence, to pass judgment upon my soul, because I will be offending my God, which is light, which is consciousness. I will not bow down to these false idols. They are false idols. They are intercessors, usurpers of our glory. We are children of light. There is no creation like this wonderful creation of man.
Yeah. When you're worshipping a false idol, there is no such nice day for a white wedding.
Exactly. And so these are the reasons why I have chosen to act the way I have. I know that the actions against me have been very, very fraudulent. My family has been persecuted. My name has been defamed. They have used their public office to privately prosecute me and then enlist the public, flip-flopping from the private to the public. Now, and most people won't understand what this means, but this is crime. It is fraud. Either you stay in the private or you use the public system. These public lawyers and judges who think that they can just come after me and enlist the help of the public and paint me to be a criminal, I would like to know what that crime is that I've committed, because I don't recall such a thing in the 51 years of my life. I don't even hurt animals. I don't eat animals. I'm vegetarian. I love God's pets. You know, I don't stick them in my freezer for barbecues. So why would I hurt a human being? And so if there's anyone who has a claim, a verified claim, and who is a witness firsthand, has firsthand witness to the facts, come forward, please. You know, my conscience is clear. I have no blood on my hands. My hands are clean. And we must all be like this.
How long have you been wanted by the Victoria Police?
Well,
they put that thing up online, sort of thing. That was several weeks ago, at least, wasn't it?
Yes, and they pulled it down within a week. Crime Stoppers
really?
They received so many emails from around the world from people supporting me, asking the right questions because they understand the law. And it was pulled down within a week, no longer available. Now, that doesn't mean...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And the questions asked are the questions that I've already posed. Where is the bill, the charging instrument? Let's have a look at the bill if they're going to charge someone. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you receive a bill, it's itemized, isn't it? They've charged you because you've received something. Well, where is this bill, you know? Where's the verified claim? Where's the bond with supporting affidavits? These warrants are not real warrants, dear friends. They are fictional warrants. They are financial instruments. What they do is they create what's called constructive trusts, you know, bonds. They've got a bid bond, a performance bond, a payment bonds. They make all these sneaky little financial instruments, and they make a lot of money from people harvesting, energy harvesting. And you should see how many souls go in and out of those courts, and some of them have to go to jail. For what? This is not law. This is all about financial transactions of securities. They have securitized our birth certificate name, friends. Please, if you don't act upon this, at least understand this, know this, and you will be one step closer to freedom. We will be one step closer to you know, dealing with this and bringing about a a paradise on this beautiful earth once and for all time. You know, we don't have to.
I was told once that there's no such thing as utopia. There's going to be no such thing as paradise, and I kind of believe that to a degree. Don't you think that it's more like an eternal balancing act where the good sometimes get the upper hand and overthrow the bad guys, and then then you get a period of peace for about a generation or two, and then it starts to slip back into licentiousness, and around we go again. And I think that means that there's always something to fight for, there's always something to strive for, and there's always something to oppose, and there's always something that will be coming after you. There's only two types of people in this world. Those who want to be left alone, and those who won't leave you alone.
Yeah, that is true. There is good and evil, because of physicality, the physical world can only be good and evil. But beyond that is the causal plane, which produces these effects. And in the causal plane, there is only good. There is only good white light. And the Bible says God is light. God, you just add an extra O to the word God and you get good. This is why Jesus in the Bible says, "Do not call me good, for only one is good." What is being spoken of here is a beautiful philosophic truth that many people fail to understand. There are two realms. In the causal, invisible, white light, magnetic realm, there is only good. Stillness, omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. It's everywhere. Magnetic light, the powerhouse of the universe. From white light comes two lights, red and blue. Fire and water, the colors of fire and water, the colors of positive and negative, masculine and feminine, good and evil, Horus and Set, Jesus and Satan, etc., etc., etc. All of the polarized duality that you can ever conceive. It all comes from the force of electricity, because electricity is a force. And it comes from magnetism. Magnetism is gazillions times more powerful than electricity. Electricity vibrates. It has polarity. It has wave amplitude. It's red and blue. The two colors. This is why the police car, ambulances, they all have red and blue. This is why flags of nations are mostly red, white, and blue. Because they are teaching the science of the Holy Trinity. White is the pure, unvibrating energy, which is the powerhouse of the universe, and it gives birth. When that white light splits, it must split in order to create an illusion, dimension, creation, Maya, physicality, material things. So all the material world that is electric that you see that vibrates, atomic vibrations, it all comes from white light, magnetic white light. And this is what in our theologies is called God. The unnamed God. The named God, Jesus, Buddha, Moses, Quetzalcoatl, Little Red Riding Hood, any nursery rhyme hero, any hero, that's all electrical. That is good and evil. There is good there, but there is also evil. That God is called the divine because it's divided. It is divided. It's a divided force, and it must be. So what you said before, Vinny, there will always be, you know, good and evil. And yet, well, what we are required to do is to balance the good and the evil. Bring the red and the blue into the middle, into the white light, which is the fulcrum, which is balancing those two energies, one positive and one negative, so called. And what we do is we bring that polarity, that duality into unity. It's called unity consciousness. And we can all do it. You can do it through meditation. Meditation is king. In meditation, you find the stillness. You still your body, you breathe. All you're doing is you're just going to the stillness so you can find that white light. And you bring the red in and you bring the blue in. You know, your left brain, your right brain. You bring them in to the corpus callosum. And you balance them. And when you practice this over a period of time, then you start manifesting it and practicing it in your life. And this is what the alchemical work is. The great work, the magnum opus, is to transmute our lead into gold and sublimate these vices, turn them into virtues. So all we need to do, you know, there's no law against love, it says in the Bible. It says, you know, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, mildness, self-control. You know, there's nine fruits of the Spirit. And then it says, but love, there is no law against love. And so we are loving creatures. We are loving divine children of red and blue light with a centering still white light, which is divine, which is from the causal plane, and which is what our true nature is. You know, some people say we are children of God. Some say we are children of the universe. We are children of light, etc. It's all the same thing. It's just different ways of expressing it. And we are. We are glorious. Our souls are immortal. You know, the bodies are not. But our souls, the oversoul, lives on. And so these hardships, yes, there are hardships. But if we work together, we can balance out the good and the evil. It's like a garden. There's always going to be insects. But if you don't take measures to control the insects naturally, not with, you know, insecticides, that's disgusting. That destroys nature and it poisons the food, the very food that you eat. But you can do things like mix certain crops so that the insects are controlled. Then you can have a symbiotic, biological symbiosis in your garden, whereby you learn to balance nature. If you can do it in your garden, you can do it balancing the acid and the alkalinity in your body. It's about balancing everything. You know, it's no use having an acidic body or an overly alkaline body. Both of these will kill you. You know, cancer does not thrive on alkalinity alone. It also thrives on cancer, on acidity. You know, it depends on the cancer. It depends on, so we have to know how to look after the pH of our own bodies, how to look after the garden. And once we learn this, these skills have been taken away from us. Once we learn this, then we can do it in the community. And there's no need for being greedy in the community and stealing and there's no need for crime anymore. See, crime comes from the lack of money. Because money creates shortages. Remove this money that we have. As I said before, it's the root of all evil. Now look at the word money. Take the M away from it and you're left with one E. So the word one is hiding in money, because money is not about coins and pennies in your pocket. When the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, it's not talking about coins. It's talking about the opposite of unity. The opposite of one. Money means duality. It means division. It means worshipping what is divided and giving more credence to it than the light that unites all things. People believe in good and evil, you know, so much that they emphasize these so much that their lives are dominated by this duality, this polarity, and they get unhealthy, they get sick, they've not meditated, they've not prayed, they've not been in the stillness to find this white light and to realize that everything beyond this illusion of suffering is caused by goodness, godness, same word, and it's white light. And we will all return to that white light one day as individuated spirits.
Have you noticed that this is how we've been divided over the years so easily over all different spectrums of everything, just to prevent us becoming one and coming together. You know, like, for example, even the pronunciation of the letter H, you know, Australians say H, and I heard that somebody in New Zealand wanted to change that by passing an anti-H speech law.
Oh, good one. Yeah, beautiful. So, yeah, well, look, the wordsmiths have been busily working with languages to corrupt them. Hence, we have words which have many meanings, as which is which. Right, or right. So you have a religious right, you can turn right, and you have the right to do something. And you're right on, brother. And so this has been done. You know, and this has been manipulated so that when you go to court, the judge is always using words, the trickster's judges, that is, they are always using words that will favour them and will be unfavourable to you and will end you, get you into a lot of trouble. So please understand, dear friends, that you know, with English, which is a beautiful language, it's one of the root languages of the universe. I've proven this in my presentations. Please take some time to have a look at my presentations on my YouTube channel, Mr. Astrotheology. You will see there this science, this beautiful science of how you can reclaim the beautiful English language, and rather than speaking legalese, which will bring detriment to your life, you can speak English, which is Anglish, which is Angelish, which is a root language of the universe. There are many root languages still, and the root language is the language of light. And so we need to have these beautiful words on our lips, words of encouragement, words of love. And we need to, you know, really be using these words and not intentionally or unintentionally using horrible language that will hurt people or make them depressed. We can have a great effect on people. We can turn their depression around. We can turn their bad day into a good day. We can put a smile on our face. We can show love. Don't have any grudges. I don't have any grudges. You know, when these warrants came out for me, a special task force from Melbourne went up to Myrtleford and harassed my mother and sister and wife for 2 days in a row, and they were brutal. You know, my mother was so traumatized. My family doesn't have any grudges, you know, but they must cease and desist. It's time to cease and desist all of you entities that are hiding behind your names, your titles. You know, I don't care about solicitor, barrister, lawyer, magistrate. I don't give a shit about these names and titles. They mean nothing. When you are stripped naked before God, before the white light, you will see who you really are. You know, all this prestige that they accrue for themselves with their BMWs and Mercedes Benzes and poncing around in, you know, wigs and uniforms, and I've got a title and I'm rich and there's my house up on the hill. You're going to die. You will die one day, and you will die disgraced because people know that you are stealing. Yeah, they might treat you nice on the street and hypocritically say, oh, Magistrate Sir Justice, you know, and bend over and bow down. But when you've turned the corner, they know what you've been up to. They know you've been stealing from people's estates and putting young boys into jail because they don't know the law and they think they are their name. Lose the name, win the game. It's, even though it's, you know, it's partially true, it's still a good logo, you know, a good expression. I've been using it for a while. What I would like to modify there is to lose the surety name. Don't be surety for anybody's schemes and scams. A summons is a summons for the dead. Don't be dead. Don't participate in this game, people. You know, Russell Brand, you know, he might be a flippant Jiminy and entertaining type person, but he does speak a lot of truths. And what he said once is, you know, we need to revert back to the jure government and have admin bonds instead of politicians who make millions of dollars to steal our wealth from our estates. We can do
what What I find interesting about this is when the politicians are making money, they're not making money directly off of getting paid by your taxes. They actually have investments in blind trusts and things of that nature, and they pass laws and do deals with lobbyists in order to enrich those portfolios. So that way people don't know that they've got this big income, and when they leave public office, then they can sell up their shares, bro, with their golden parachute.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, it's so hurtful what they're doing. These tricks are disgraceful. Mortgages. Friends, if you've got a mortgage, know this, that your signature on that mortgage document is what created the money. Banks do not loan money. They don't have any, friends. They do not have any money. They need your signature. The signature is what draws the money from your accounts, your estate, your de jure treasury estate. They have created a de facto trust called the Sestwi KV Trust, which is connected to your death name on your birth certificate, and they are stealing your wealth. They need your signature because your signature creates the money. Banks make 3 times as much as what you loan them in your mortgage documents. They on-sell that security to the banks, the original note, and then they make you a tenant of that house, and you are in possession of that house, and you must pay back a loan with principal and interest, and that is like 3 times as much as what the house is worth. They are just rolling around laughing at us. We need to remove these banks. We need to deal with the bar and this UPU and Vatican slave system, friends. We can do it peacefully. We can do it lovingly. We don't have to have a revolution. We don't have to do anything but open our minds, become awake, aware to this, and be awakened and join with one another in...
Yep. We can also do this hilariously, you know. Why not?
We can have some fun. We can have some fun. We don't have to be bloodshed.
I mean, here's a good joke for you. Why did the government have to close all its public schools? Because they didn't have any principals. And that's the truth of it, isn't it? The government hadn't had any principals for a long, long time. And it always strikes me as remarkably ironic that they tell us how to behave and do the direct opposite of what they tell us to do. Don't break the law. Don't lie. Don't ruthlessly dominate and kill people. You know, that's illegal. That's murder. Well, bro, you do it all day long. Every single freaking day, the government's breaking its own laws. And when people stand up to actually try and obey the laws as they're actually written, like yourself, they break those laws too.
Yeah, because the public is not aware, and so they inscript and enlist the public to fight against these true lawful people, make them look like loonies, chase them, and they get the public to harass them too. But this is only detrimental to the public. It's you who are going to be suffering. If they're not coming for you now, they will come for you eventually. Russell Brand also said something interesting. He says, very interesting. He says, don't pay them taxes. Don't do it individually because you'll go to jail. Let's do it together. Don't give them the taxes to go creating a perpetual war state. Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Argentina, Chile, Indonesia, Bali, Timor. Sudan, Syria, and it goes on and on and on, and wars will never cease because they are stealing our taxes, and it goes to war. It doesn't go for infrastructure, friends. The only infrastructure is created through treasury non-debt notes. It's the only way to do it. There are other ways, but these governments are hypocritical. They're unscrupulous. They are de facto. Either they come clean and be honest, keep their jobs, and do their administration work at our orders, serving the public, or they are removed and we can do it ourselves, or put admin admin bots in place of them. And this is so easy to do, but it must be through awakening and through love. We will never get this unless we are responsible enough to be able to achieve it, and we can achieve it. We need to be strong. We need to build up our knowledge base. Go on the internet and study these things, friends. Study what it means, what straw man means. Study. Yeah, there's a lot of videos out there explaining what the birth certificate fraud is. Have a look at it.
It comes down to taking responsibility, and what this reminds me of in New Zealand right now, they're talking about banning fireworks. And now on November the 5th, I was out on my deck the first day I had my YouTube channel reinstated, Santos, after 2 months, including 2 weeks leading up to the election, down, you know. And the amount of fireworks that were going up all around me, and everybody celebrating the last man to enter Parliament with honourable intentions, i.e. blowing it up, was like unreal to me. And I just thought, you guys are never going to ban fireworks. And this argument ensues on Facebook about how we need to ban this, we need to ban that, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, what's going to happen to people once you take away all of their opportunity to be responsible for themselves and for their actions? You're going to have completely irresponsible people because they've never known what real responsibility is, ever. And I think that's actually the point.
True. It's about responsibility. And, you know, it could be unsafe to default back to de jure government right now, because who knows? There might be, a good concentration of immature, criminally minded people who are not responsible, who might use it to their advantage. But certainly if we did default to Treasury notes and de jure government, 90% of crime would disappear in an instant, because people would have a home. People would have all their needs cared for because they could set off against their estate. There is nothing wrong with this system. It is pure. It is good. Prepaid is good. That's the system we have. It's prepaid. Here's an example. When you get a utility bill, please know that it's not a bill. It's a statement telling you that you, as a shareholder of the Corporation of Australia or the Commonwealth of Australia, you are receiving dividends from the utility company, the distributor. And so what you do, that little stub at the bottom of your statement, you fill that in, you put that into the bank, submit that, and that is deposited into the bank, and then the bank can give you the cash. You can go back to the utility company and give them the cash. That's how it was supposed to work. It's not a bill. It's a statement telling you that they are providing you, the sovereign, the free individual, with the utilities that is required by law. By law, you are to have utilities, but not to pay for them. The government has already paid for them, so the utility companies are double dipping. Please understand, they are double dipping. How many pensioners would love to know that? They go without bread, but they go, you see them at the post office handing over those Federal Reserve criminal notes, committing fraud by using them because it's not their intellectual property, rather than making a bill of exchange or rather than paying lawfully by setting off. Let's get this knowledge around, people. Let's support one another. I don't mind if people want to call me an idiot and want to dissent and want to go off on their own way, but I think it would be better if we were all supported. I think I'm worthy of being supported because I have all the good causes. I know all the good causes. I support all the good causes. Truth, freedom, love, justice, peace. And we can do it. We will do it. We are doing it. It's done. Hello?
Sorry about that. I was just on mute there.
Yep.
We're going to be coming very close to the end of the show soon, Santos. And I just want to, before that happens in a couple of minutes, I just wanted to talk about how people need to actually understand what people like you go through and the reasons why you do it. You know, it's not just you that gets hurt. It's your family. It's a lot of your supporters and things like that. When you see the persecution of your friends, it actually, you get to feel maybe a little part of what that is, but you'll never actually know what it feels like until you've been in that position. And I think people have got to have a lot of empathy and compassion, because the people who come out and I don't know, attack you because of doing all of this, it just makes me want to tear their thorax out of their throat places, you know.
Yeah, I mean, understand.
What the hell is the point?
Yeah, well, look, if I'm suffering, you can rest assured that everyone else is suffering, because I am connected to all. The same light that is in you is the same light that is in me. The same darkness that is in you is the same darkness that is in me. It's all beautiful. It's all polarized electrical light, atomic vibration. It's all oneness. It all comes from the causal planes. And if there is, as Martin Luther said, injustice in one corner of the world, there is injustice everywhere. And we cannot sit back and allow one of our little childs to be abused by a pedophile. We cannot sit back and allow one child that is a civilian in Gaza to be destroyed by a bomb from the military-industrial complex. We can't sit back. We can't occasion these crimes and these sins against humanity, folks. We just can't do it. And I will not rest until my last breath. This is what I will be doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I was talking about what our limitations are, Santos, you know, and somebody says, you've spoken like a true slave. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Unless I'm God, I have limitations. Did I miss something? There's only certain things I can do. And most of those things are pretty amazing. And there's a lot of potential in it. But it doesn't mean we have, like, what they call unlimited potential. Like, do you have the potential to grow into a 20-foot giant, bro? No? It's just not going to happen, is it? You know? And it's when some people are just kind of out of touch with reality, like going out and just going, 9/11's an inside job. Surely everybody will believe me the first time I tell them.
It's
a long haul. It's not going to be over quickly. There ain't going to be some freaking savior. You kind of have to give all you've got, and it won't be enough. All right, and just be gelled with that fact. You know, I'm going to do everything that I can, regardless of my chances of victory. I know that it might not be enough, but I have a moral obligation to do it any freaking way.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't sit down, Vinny. Now's the time, and it is a good time. It is a good day to stand up for what is right. It's a great day. You know, there's never been a better day. And feel for those who are in prison. Feel for those who are fighting the fine fight. And no matter how, you know, where they are, you know, there are many ones doing it, whether they are in their, you know, community religion, their church, or whether they are doing this or that. Maybe it's not what you would do, but if they, you know, have a notion of what is right and are striving, you know, let's unite. We can do it. We can be not a force, but a power for good. We can be a powerhouse. The controllers do not have the power. They have no power. Tony Abbott has no power. That's why he has a police force protecting him. They use force. Force is inferior to power, as in electricity is inferior to magnetism. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to choose to stay in our power? And are we going to be a powerful people, or are we going to reduce ourselves to using force, as the police force doing, and all of these armies and whatnot, and kill and bloodshed forever? Is this the world we want? Do we really want this? Bloodshed after bloodshed after bloodshed, you know, wars and reports of wars. It's we that are allowing it. We are allowing these forceful types because we have delegated our power, and we have to take our power back, know who we are, and stand for good.
All right. Santos Bonacci, ladies and gentlemen, universaltruthschool.com is his website. You can also support me at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and make a donation of $5 a month or whatever you feel like to make sure that I keep providing the platform and the broadcasting and all of that kind of jazz for the people who kind of need it, those who the mainstream media will either ignore, or if they're effective enough, they'll at least get demonized, you know? And congratulations, Santos, on your demonization. Fantastic, you know? I remember I was in front of a crowd, and the protest organizer was saying, Vinny's YouTube channel got deleted because of the video he made about the Prime Minister, John Key, and everybody cheered, you know. It was like, yeah, he got deleted. You know, there's an old saying among Lancaster bomber pilots who used to fly from England to bomb Germany. If you're copping the flak, you're over the target. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, I think we were supposed to have come to break already, but there's something weird going on with the little time framing thingy. So I want to just take a little moment of silence here. Just think for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, about all of those people who are suffering and pain and death and sorrow right now for your freedom and your future. This is Vinny Eastwood, Mr. News. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again sometime.